The next thing was to think of some name to call him by. I chose that of the sixth day of the week, Friday, as he came to me on that day. I took care not to lose sight of him all that night. When the sun rose, we went up to the top of the hill to look out for the men, but as we could not see them or their boats, it was clear that they had left the isle. I now set to work to make my man a cap of hare skin, and gave him a goat skin to wear round his waist. It was a great source of pride to him to find that his clothes were as good as my own. At night I kept my guns, swords, and bow close to my side, but there was no need for this, as my slave was indeed most true to me. He did all that he was set to do, with his whole heart in the work, and I knew that he would lay down his life to save mine. What could a man do more than that? And oh, the joy to have him here to cheer me in this lone isle. How Friday learned my ways. I did my best to teach him, so like a child he was, to do and feel all that was right. I found him apt and full of fun, and he took great pains to understand and learn all that I could tell him. One day I sent him to beat out and sift some grain. I let him see me make the bread, and he soon did all the work. I felt quite a love for his true, warm heart, and he soon learned to talk to me. One day I said, "Do the men of your tribe win and fight?" He told me, with a smile, that they did. "Well then," said I, "how came they to let their folks take you?"